Hey, everybody. This is me on Doc Paul Podcast. Stuff about stuff. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in various forms. So let's talk about volunteering today, shall we? It's different from donating, all right? It's not the same as donating, but you can donate your time. I understand that. The reason I bring that up is I was talking to some coworkers, and I just sometimes I ask humans before I'm going to ask AI to help me write a script or an episode or whatever you call these podcast monologues that I do. And I do have to write things down because I have a pretty bad memory. I always have. But as I go through my day, I just ask questions about different things and I make notes on my phone. Then I come home and I plug those into my great, AI mainframe and have it spit out some situations for me. So, you know, I asked that about, I donate to this. That's not volunteering. You may be volunteering some money here, some money there, but you yourself, do you get off your couch, drive somewhere and feed people? Do you mow people's yards? Do you show kindness to people? So that's one's time, your skills, your service to help others or contribute to a cause without expecting financial compensation. Yeah, that's right. Volunteering is free. You don't get anything. Or do you? Volunteers typically engage in various activities and support and benefit individuals, communities, organizations. Volunteers can take many forms, including working with nonprofit orgs, assisting in community projects, participating in charitable events, providing aid during emergencies. Motivations for volunteering, obviously, they can vary. Some people volunteer to make a positive impact on society, right on, address social issues, or contribute to a cause they are passionate about. There you go. Others may volunteer to gain new skills, meet like-minded individuals, or simply give back to the community. That last thing, give back to the community, your local community, the town you live in, wherever you're residing, you should give back to that place. We planted some trees down here on the green belt in my area, up here in North Texas. A lot of cities intersect, ricochet off of each other. I've got five right here that I live in this one city, but there's one right behind my backyard. There's one to the left, one to the right, and one across the street. But yeah, there's a green belt. So they were asking for volunteers. I drove by there one day on my way back from the corporate situation. And I went, hey, yeah, I can be there on Saturday between 7 a.m. and noon to plant some trees. And I have a shovel and I have some gloves. And I'll plant as many trees as I can. So I show up 7 a.m. They have a backhoe. And somebody was there at 6 a.m. and they backhoed a bunch of holes and somebody put the trees next to the holes. So me and two other people, one lady and one child, I think that was her child, I'm not sure. And when I say child, I mean younger man. He's probably 15 or 16. And then there's me and her. And we're just lifting the trees into these holes and then we were given this sheet and we were spoken to by Smokey the Bear and the bear said,
only you can plant a tree.
Not really. But to pour this, fertilizer in the hole first, then put the tree in and then fill it halfway with dirt and then put some more fertilizer and then put the more dirt on it. And there was a picture that showed us how to do each step. And I can follow pictures. So I did that, planted some trees. I hope I'm around when they're, 50 foot tall, or I hope they make it through the Texas summer. They're red oaks, so they probably will. We have a lot of red oaks in Texas. We have a lot of live oaks. Most of them are the red oak variety. It's typically what you see. So, and that's what these were. So I did that. When I was a younger man, I would do, Habitat for Humanity. Now that was sponsored by corporate. And of course, corporate wants their name on a banner out front of the habitat, yada, yada, yada. But I was there to help. I don't know how to build houses, but I can haul wood and I can pick up and I can do this and that. I am not a carpenter. This was pre nail gun. So people were out there nailing, walls together and then standing in them up. And then there would be like a real carpenter, a real construction person, and they would fa-doom, fa-doom, fa-doom into the concrete slab, the wall that, we built. That was harder to do than I've ever done anything because, hitting a nail with a hammer is a skill. There's a couple carpenters out there. One guy goes, "This is how you do it." He put the nail and he went, pow, he hit it once and it went almost all the way in. They went ping, 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 ping. But his forearms, and his man, he's like, got some homebrew was jacked. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh yeah, my little IT arms aren't that big, but I'll do what I can. So, and there were other people, there were secretaries there, and we built a house, and I think the house is still standing. Hasn't been blown over by a Texas tornado yet. So felt pretty good about that. Done some other things, but this isn't about me. These are just ideas, but giving back to your community and Habitat for Humanity. And no matter what you think about Jimmy Carter or Democrats or Republicans or independents or the Rice Party or whatever they're called. Oh, the Green Party. Who cares? Habitat for Humanity's done some good. And Jimmy and Rosalind, they did some good. They built some houses. And dude, man, he built houses until he just literally could not anymore. So, volunteering plays a critical role in fostering a sense of civic responsibility, building stronger communities, addressing, societal changes. It can be fulfilling and rewarding experience for both the volunteers and recipients. I've always felt good about it. This is actually the first time I've told anybody I've done any of this stuff. And it's not about me again. I just wanted to give some examples to maybe, y'all to look wherever you live. It's like, hey, who's planting trees? Who's cleaning up the side of the road? Who's doing this? Who's doing that? Because sitting in there clicking on your phone or clicking on your computer and giving $10 is not volunteering. And also, what are they going to do with the money, right? Some of those things are a scam. A lot of those things are run by big multinational corporations. That's where the money goes. I do belong to a small church here in my town. I am Methodist, so we're not really known for being that hardcore denomination. Matter of fact, noon comes along and the preacher will go, well, just got to, say God bless, and you're dismissed. Cowboys are playing. And that's that. We leave because God's team is on the field. And you got to go home, and make the chicken fried steak and it's kickoff. unless it's a 3 o'clock game, and we may stay to 12:15. Now, the Episcopalians, the Baptists, the Catholics, dude, they like to talk. There's a lot of talking, a lot of singing, a lot of activities. And that's not why I'm not any of those. Just the Methodist for me is just the easiest to understand. There is teaching involved, preaching. We have a little singing. We have hymns and all of that. But, you know, I do really appreciate the Baptists at Christmas time because they do the pageants. They do the passion play. And I love that. I love going to those. I love seeing those. A couple of really big Baptist churches here in town in Dallas, they got live animals and stuff. And one of them had an angel came flying to you. It's like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And it's not a dummy or a mannequin. There's somebody strapped in, and they're doing the angel thing, bro. And I'm like, oh, Lordy. It's very very good, very cool. We don't do that. Methodists don't do that. We go and we help. Maybe we're a seamstress. Maybe we're a lighting person. Maybe we're a sound person. Maybe we make coffee, but cookies. Oh, Christmas cookies at Baptist places are really, really good. Anyway, but we do activities. Our little church, we had a small Christmas carols and singing. I am not in the choir. I did help some of the young people tune their guitars. Not that I'm a guitarist or anything, but I do know what a tuner is, and I have one for my little plucker that I took with me. And I'm like, we can use this. And or now with these computers in our pockets, there's an app for that. And you can just go, hey, look, and then you can tune up, tune down, and what do we need to be in? Oh, it's a C sharp. And I think, all right, okay, there we go. Everybody tune to what this phone is saying. And then you do that, you know, and then young people want to be, you know, told they're doing the right thing. They want to be mentored. And I got something out of it. I hope they got something out of it. And then they had the program, and it was great to hear all those guitars and see all those young people playing and, not a lot of praise music, but you know, it was the Christmas tunes, right? And, done acoustically and with acapella voice. I personally enjoy that kind of stuff. So, you know, nonprofits, right? Charities, shelters, food banks, community centers. I got involved in a shelter situation, but it's been about 5 years now. I found myself down and out, down, not out, but I was down. Had to borrow money from a friend. Never had to do that. It was so humbling, so embarrassing. Paid him back though. Paid him back. And I had to borrow money from my family. Paid them back. But I had really, really gone off the rails. I was screwed up. My life was screwed up. My health was screwed up. My heart was screwed up. So I started going to this shelter, I didn't stay in the shelter. I didn't need to do that. I wasn't.
Hey, everybody. This is B with Dot Paul Podcast, Stuff About Stuff. We'll get right back to the episode. I just wanted to remind everyone, you can find me on X, on Facebook, and we are hosted on buzzsprout.com. I try to post every Thursday at 6 a.m. Central Time. And then however you listen to podcasts, Spotify has turned into a real touchstone for Dot Paul Podcast. Apple is big. There's a bunch of them out there. So however you listen to your content, you know, you can find us there. And I say go for it. You know, Deezer has turned out to be big. Amazon Music, Player FM. I have an RSS feed. The Index, podcast Index, is sending a lot of traffic my way. Anyway, I just wanted to say, hey, thank you. And join us every Thursday, sometimes on Tuesdays. You never know. I may go, hey, and surprise you on Tuesday. So I just want to say, find us on X. If you want to comment on the show or make a suggestion, send me a direct message. X seems to be a good place for that. And that person that wants to marry me, I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen. But if you want a friend, I'm your guy. So just wanted to throw that out there. And now we go back to our normally scheduled episode. And thank you again for listening to Dot Paul Podcast.
Because I had borrowed money from a family member, and then later on from a friend. But I wasn't in the shelter, but I just went there because even as low as I was, you know, there were people that were lower. A lot of homeless people, a lot of drug addicts, a lot of veterans, a lot of people that they just could not pull themselves out of the gutter. You know, so you served up soup, you made soup. You know, there was bread. I made a couple of runs because I had a pickup truck. I've always had a pickup truck. So I took my old truck down to the Kroger, and they will give you bread. You know, you just go, hey, I'm from XYZ shelter. They probably know the name and go, hey, do you have any bread that's not moldy? Oh yeah, we have the bakery. Yeah, they just throw this out. So I got the bread from the day before. There is nothing wrong with this bread. Matter of fact, I kept a couple of rolls for the OB master, because I had to go back to my hotel room I was living in and eat bologna sandwiches. But at least I had a decent bun that night. Bologna. So yeah, I started doing that and I loved it. And I started recognizing people that I would see there, and then you wouldn't see them. I was told many times by a Catholic shelter charity, by the brothers and the sisters that were there running it, that they, you know, they either passed out on the street or they moved on. A lot of them, especially Texas, does get cold and it rains here. A lot of them go to Florida or go to South Texas or go down to Austin. A lot of liberal ideas down in Austin. And a lot of, unfortunately, drug addicts and homeless people and people that have given up, they migrate to those types of places. Schools and educational programs. I guess the closest I got to that was the guitar tuning, you know, tutoring programs, after school activities. Many students benefit from additional support and mentorship. And I get that. I was tutored as a boy and it didn't help a damn bit by some pretty, pretty smart people. It did not help me because I was not having it. Once I found out about girls and cars, man, I was gone. I wasn't a good student. The whole idea of continuing education or getting an education and all that when I was a boy in high school, and, you know, junior high and then high school, I just didn't care. You know, now if it, like biology, I love biology, science, I think we called it science, and then in junior and then high school, it was called biology. And then drama. I like drama. I liked English because we had a rocking hot English teacher. Sorry, but she was Miss Bernheim. You know what I'm talking about. She was very pretty, and I was a young man. And then I kind of liked, what do you call that, where you put gym pants on and a t-shirt? Oh, gym, right. Until we started boxing each other. No, because I always got paired with the biggest guy in our class, and he beat my butt, and I wasn't down with that. So I started taking karate. After school, I told my dad, Dad's like, what's wrong with your face? Dude, what was that kid's name? Bucky? I think it was Bucky or whatever his name was. Big old Texas boy. He just pounded me onto the carpet. And he goes, what'd you learn? I learned that I want to learn karate, because he ever tries that again, I'm going to swipe, kick, and I'm going to kyow, kyow, because, you know, this is back in the day of kung fu. I was going to go kung fu on his ass, daddy. Anyway, so I did a little of that. But, yeah, I didn't do any of that after-school activities. Oh, after-school activities, I was a reporter for the school newspaper, the Moose Report. And I reported on our basketball, our football. We had a tennis team. I don't know why. We had a golf team. Okay. What else? Oh, yeah, the nerds that were even nerdier than me. I was a junior nerd. They were senior nerd. They had chess, checkers, backgammon, whatever else super nerds do. I think soldering contest once. I don't know. I'm probably making that up. But, yeah, look into educational and school stuff, environmental initiatives, you know, local environmental groups. Look for activists for tree planting. Hello, beach cleaning. I did never clean the beach out in Southern California when I lived out there. I would see people early in the morning with bags and with the little jackets on. I never understood why you needed a fluorescent jacket on, because seagulls going to run into you. There are no cars out there. Later on, I learned that those people were working off a public debt, and they got arrested for something, and they were out there doing that. So, yeah, I would, me and G would, we lived in Marina Del Rey. We would run up the Strand, up to Manhattan Beach and back. Yeah, Marina Del Rey to Manhattan Beach on the Strand. We would run there. And then sometimes we would stop and get some Red Beach, what's it called? Rat Tail Red, which is a red microbrew. Drink one of those, and then we would walk halfway back, and then I would typically have to pee. And then we would run back to Marina Del Rey. But I remember running in the morning, and those people would be out there doing the beach cleanup. But the tree planting was good, and they have a phone number that you can call, and there's a recording. There's more tree planting, or we're going to pick up litter. So I'm going to start doing that once a month until it gets to be like 115, and then I'm probably going to keep my old butt inside the AC and grow some tomatoes. Hospitals, of course, and healthcare. I don't know what I could do at a hospital. I guess push people around in wheelchairs, nursing homes. I'm sorry, I can't do that. Maybe I could go and read a book to somebody, but I'm not sure if I can wipe people's butts. I'm sorry. I'm a lightweight. Healthcare clinics. I don't know if I can do that either. I've seen too many people die of cancer and other things. I don't know if I could handle that. It's one reason I'm not a doctor or any of that stuff is I puke really easy, and blood makes me woozy. Even my own blood being pulled out of my arm down at the doctor's vampire center by the phlebotomist. I think that's what they call those people. If I see that, I'll pass out. I will, because I am not hardcore. disaster relief. We have a lot of that. And that's one thing the Baptists do very well. The Men's Baptist Association, man, they got semis and backhoes and bulldozers and stationed all over the southern United States that I know of, that they roll out and they help people. I think that's hardcore. I love that. I may look into that. Don't know what I would do. Set up their network, help them with Wi-Fi, walkie-talkies maybe, throw in some free IT support. I don't know. Animal shelters, love me some animals, you know, feeding, cleaning, socializing. I can't be around dogs. And now, if it's a no-kill shelter, I'm your guy. But I can't be around dogs and cats that are going to be euthanized. Sorry, I just can't do that. Crisis hotlines. Oh, man, I cannot talk to people with emotional or mental health issues. I got my own problems just being real with everybody here. Like, people are going to listen to this, go, B's an a-hole. And then homeless shelters. We talked about that. You know, assisting people, you know, with their homelessness. Some people want to get back on their feet, and it's cool to see someone go, and some people will give a testimony and like, I was here 6 months ago, you know, I got a hotel room, and then I got a efficiency apartment, and now I have a roommate and two bedroom, and we live in Plano, and I'm taking classes, and I have a job, and they have a job, and that's good to see. It's far and few between. And then something called online volunteering. I don't know how you do that. Virtual tutoring, I guess, graphic design, social media management. Oh, okay. I guess so. I guess some people who are adverse to leaving their house, maybe they could do that. I never really thought of that, to be really honest with you. Senior centers, again, I'm not sure if I can. I watched my own mother in the last 10 years of her life and then the last 5 years of her life having Alzheimer's. I don't know if I can do that. Maybe it would be easier with people who literally don't know me, and then now they don't know me. Consider your own interests, your own skills, and your own time commitment. You know, when I was doing those things down at the shelter, I was carving out every other week. I was trying to carve that out. And this sounds crappy, but I was doing it for myself to make myself feel better. No one knew that at the time, and I'm telling you now, but it did make me feel better. It did help me. Made me feel more connected, and not the asshole that I had been and felt like I was. It did help. It's essential to find a cause or organization that aligns with you. And maybe one that doesn't, you know, maybe that will be more fulfilling and you'll learn something. You know, it's a concept that's understood today, but it's explicitly mentioned in the Bible. Scriptures contain numerous teachings and principles that encourage acts of kindness, generosity, and serving others. So I read one at the beginning here. I'm not a preacher. I'm just a guy. Here's a good one. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. There you go. That's a pretty good one. For we are God's handiwork, created in Jesus Christ to do good work, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Oh, yeah, right on, bro. Let's see. I got a couple here that I wrote down. I put a star. Why did I put a star? Oh, yeah, here you go. Yeah, I remember why I like this one. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Nah, that's why I put a star. That's why I put a star next to it. Faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Yeah. Word, brother. Word. So these passages, of course, emphasize the Christian principles of love, compassion, and service to others. The word volunteering may not be explicitly used, but the Bible teaches believers to actively engage in acts of kindness, service, and charity, and ways of expressing their faith and following the example of Jesus Christ. Yep. Yeah, I put a star next to that one too. Hang on, we need some water. Okay. So, yeah, you know, these are powerful expressions of kindness and selflessness. You know, a lot of these acts go beyond charity. You know, I can tell you now what AI told me last week. It's a transformative experience that not only positively impacts the lives of being served, but also enriches the lives of the volunteer. Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm not AI. I am a human, as my cat calls me, human. and it does enrich your life. In the spirit of giving, volunteering fosters a sense of community, strengthens connections, and contributes to a well-being of society as a whole. Yeah. Whether locally or globally, in times of abundance or adversity. So both those things are very important. Abundance or adversity. Been on both sides of those spectrums personally, and I've seen my country in both of those. It's very important not to forget who we are. The act of volunteering embodies the universal principles of empathy and shared humanity. So if you have the opportunity, consider lending a helping hand. For in doing so, you play a part in creating a better, more comprehensive world for everyone. Preach. So I hope everybody, like I always say, at the end of the Dot Paul podcast, stuff about stuff. Hope you got something out of this and out of all the episodes. I try my best not to ramble. Sometimes I do. I'm sorry. You know, I'm a guy. I'm not a voice box. I'm not paid by anybody. I do this because I like doing it. I like thinking about things. A lot of times we think about things and then they're gone. I write things down and then I talk out loud to them. Sometimes I talk out loud and sometimes these things come to fruition. So, thank you. And I'll see you on the next episode of Dot Paul Podcast, Stuff About Stuff. And remember, accelerate with confidence.